Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting third. The catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Granny Hamner. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Del Ennis. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bobby Morgan. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Danny Schell. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Willie Jones. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Miller. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Bob Miller. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting second. The second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting third. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting eighth. The catcher, L. Tapp. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Warren Hacker. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Warren Hacker. And now, play ball. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a pop-up towards short. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Phillies. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis strikes out. One out. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan strikes out. Two outs. Danny Schell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a fly ball into left field. Schell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. One out. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hacker hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tapp moves to second. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Shell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 1 in the game. Torgerson hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0 for 1 in the game. Burgess hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hamner hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller fires to first and picks off Fondi. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Shell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 1 in the game. Kiner hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Shell throws the ball into Hamner, who tags Kiner, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 0 for 1 in the game. Ennis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Danny Shell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shell is 0 for 1 in the game. Shell strikes out. Two outs. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Sauer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ashburn. Sauer reaches second base with a double. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morgan misplays the ball. That's an error on Morgan. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Tapp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to third for the out. Banks moves to second. One out. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hacker is 0 for 1 in the game. Hacker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Banks moves to third. Tapp moves to second. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Banks scores. Tapp moves to third. Hacker moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Phillies, 1, Cubs, 1. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller strikes out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Ashburn hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 2 in the game. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0 for 2 in the game. Burgess hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Torgerson moves to second. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hamner hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fondi strikes out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Ennis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kiner hits a pop-up towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 0 for 2 in the game. Ennis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Morgan strikes out. Two outs. Danny Schell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schell is 0 for 2 in the game. Shell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sauer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Shell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp is 0 for 2 in the game. Tapp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hacker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hacker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Floyd Baker pinch hits for Bob Miller. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 3 in the game. Ashburn is hit by the pitch. Baker moves to second. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hacker fields it and throws to third for the out. Ashburn moves to second. One out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burgess hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ashburn scores. Torgerson moves to third. It's Phillies, 2, Cubs, 2. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hamner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hacker fields it and throws to home. Tapp drops the ball. Torgerson scores. Burgess moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-2, Phillies. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 0 for 3 in the game. Ennis hits a fly ball into center field. Baumhold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Robin Roberts now pitching. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Baumholtz hits a pop-up towards short. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 3 in the game. Baker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ashburn. Baker reaches second base with a double. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fondi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Baker scores. It's Phillies, 3, Cubs, 3. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morgan misplays the ball. That's an error on Morgan. Fondi moves to second. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kiner strikes out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Sauer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Bill Treemel now pitching. Danny Schell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Schell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 3 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Baker fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ashburn hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp is 0 for 3 in the game. Tapp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roberts fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Treemel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Treemel hits a pop-up towards short. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Torgerson hits a pop-up towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hamner hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Baumholtz strikes out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Baker strikes out. Two outs. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fondi hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 0 for 4 in the game. Ennis takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Morgan bunts towards first. Fondi scoops it up and throws to first, with Baker covering, for the out. Ennis moves to second. One out. Danny Schell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schell is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Schell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 4 in the game. Jones hits a pop-up towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 4 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Ennis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kiner strikes out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Sauer takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hamner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0 for 1 in the game. Roberts hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 4 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ashburn. The throw from Tapp and he is out, Banks applying the tag. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Torgerson hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp is 0 for 4 in the game. Tapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Tremel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tremel is 0 for 1 in the game. Tremel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roberts fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Schell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Burgess hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fondy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner is 1 for 5 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hamner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Baumholtz. Hamner reaches second base with a double. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Ennis takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Hamner moves to third. Ennis moves to second. Danny Schell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schell is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Schell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hamner scores. Ennis scores. Morgan moves to second. It's 5-3, Phillies. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 5 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Morgan moves to third. Schell moves to second. Two outs. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0 for 2 in the game. Roberts hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Dee Fondy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondy is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Fondy hits a fly ball into left field. Schell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 5 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Kiner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hamner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.